listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The rituals of Ash Wednesday bring us face to face with and remind us again of two stark realities: that we are mortal and that we are sinful. The imposition of the ashes on our forehead, which we'll receive here at the kneeler in just a few minutes, couldn't spell that out more plainly, that we are mortal and that we are sinful. With those straightforward words, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And yet God is there. And while the truth of this day might be blunt, there is a certain grace that comes in being honest. Lent is a season for being honest. Have you ever gotten a secret off your chest, shared it with a trusted friend, or even brought it completely out into the public? There's a certain grace that comes with being honest. We have some dear friends back in the Midwest who are right in the middle of a terrible process of losing their home, their house. They do have some housing options now for what's next, which is good, but they are definitely losing their house. They have been victims of one of those predatory lending schemes, the type of stuff you see on Dateline or 2020, and it has been a terrifying experience for them. They hated that word victim. They didn't want to share it with anyone. They didn't want to admit that they were victim or expose in any way that they were vulnerable. They were embarrassed and ashamed. It was difficult for a long time for them even to face their parents about this. But recently they brought it all out into the open. Maybe you too have hidden or are hiding a secret and you don't want to share it because you're ashamed, or you feel victimized, or you're too proud to say that, or you're filled with anger and are just trying to keep it all buried. Or maybe it's a terrible fear that we have sometimes about being honest, even honest before God. I think of friends I've had who are gay or lesbian, but they kept their secret in the closet for many, many years, for lots of good reasons, certainly. It's still not a safe world for someone who is openly gay. Like people with darker skin, there are still places in our country where your physical safety is threatened if you're gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgendered. Not to mention, they could lose jobs or friends or respect if they came out. But what a great and lonely weight to carry, that secret. Those are just two examples. As we reflect on secrecy and this theme of honesty before God on Ash Wednesday, these two examples, friends who are victimized by predatory lending and friends who are in the closet, these are not examples of sinfulness. Rather, they're examples of carrying a tremendous weight alone, and they're examples of our mortality and the terror that comes when our livelihood and our identity and our very existence is being threatened. But there are plenty of other examples of sinful secrets, too. Ill intentions that we have toward others. The insatiable thirsts for revenge or retaliation. Lurking envies as we look out what others have and we don't. Lustful thoughts and actions. Addictions that hurt others and hurt ourselves, apathies, A willful ignorance to the needs of others. Disregard for the planet and future generation. There are plenty of examples of sinful secrets, too. I was talking to someone the other day, and I should say, not a person in this congregation, about environmental issues, about climate change, and he was saying to me that for him, protecting the soil and the skies and our water supplies and forests and animals for the sake of future generations was not his problem. It's not his concern because, I'll quote him, "I'll be dead in a few years, so who cares?" He was saying that out in the open, but I wonder if we might harbor secrets and thoughts like that in our hearts too someplace. Willful disregard for the well-being of others, particularly others who come after us. Who cares? Elie Wiesel, Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize recipient, says, and I'll say it again, the opposite of love is not hate, it's apathy. It's just that, not caring. Ash Wednesday, we are mortal, we will die one day. And we are sinful. We come face to face with these two very stark realities. And there is a certain starkness to this whole season. It can indeed be quite humbling. But when we are honest before God, a burden is lifted. Ash Wednesday calls us to the fact that we don't have to pretend before God. We don't have to fake it or say the right thing always. Or protect our deepest secrets before God. Ash Wednesday is where we start. To lay all our mortality and to lay all our sins at the feet of Christ. And it should be said today that this is a process. We don't just gush out all our foibles and faults after a smudging of ashes on the foreheads. It's a process, but it starts today. And it starts for 40 days. The brown, dead-looking branch doesn't turn green overnight. But today begins a season of turning, a season of changing. The Greek word for repent is metanoia. Metanoia. And it means, literally, to turn, to do a 180-degree turn. All through the scripture, metanoia, repent. Today we begin anew that turn. From our selfish words to self-giving actions. From being for our rights and the rights of all our best friends to being for the rights of others. From deceitful and apathetic thoughts to loving hearts. From our unhealthy habits to life-giving practices. The three traditional disciplines of Lent, as many of you know, are fasting, praying, and almsgiving. You can take those literally this season. I'd encourage you to think about that. Fasting, praying, and almsgiving. I know some are actually going to try fasting. But I'd encourage you and invite you also to break open those ideas. What are other ways that we can fast, that we can pray, and that we can give alms? Break those open this season and see what God has in store for you as you willfully make yourself uncomfortable. This is Lent. Go to the desert. Get in the dirt. Make the turn this Lent. And God will be with you. As you willfully make yourself uncomfortable, God will be with you. As we confess, as we are honest before God, not only is the burden lifted, but a space is cleared. Space for the Holy Spirit to enter and work in us. Mother Teresa has this wonderful quote, "God cannot fill what is already filled." As we empty ourselves in this season of our secrets, of our hatred, of all those things that don't turn toward life, then we become open for Christ's teachings and Christ's healings to bless us and fill us. We become open for Christ's forgiveness to to move us in a new way, open for change, open for turning in this 2014 Lenten season. These are the gifts of Lent that are waiting for us, that God has in store for us. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those words make clear the meaning of the ritual, that because we know that we are creatures who face death, we turn to God from whom comes life. I'll say that again. Because we know that we are creatures who face death in so many ways, we turn to God in this season from whom comes life. We turn to God. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.